Sir.
So this mom took her handbag into, and I didn't even know people like this exist. Liesl, you must help me here. It is a restorer, a handbag restorer.
Yes, for very expensive handbags.
So you take your handbag in for restoration?
Yeah, like your handle sometimes or your clip.
I've never. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's an occupation. So TikTok users were left horrified when a handbag restorer showed off the damage that a five-year-old little girl did to her mother's designer handbag. The handbag cost something like 50,000 rand.
Wow.
She drew, here's the art. She drew a little girl and then what looks like very big birds on the white handbag.
It's a white bag,
yes,
with blue Koki.
And you would know this brand. It's quite expensive.
Yes, yeah. Very.
Very expensive. Shame. So this little girl thought she's doing her mommy a favor. I think it looks better.
No,
it was just plain and boring white before. Now it's got child art on it. And then the mother took it to the handbag restorer to take it off. How rude. That's terrible.
You could keep it like that. Like
I would.
Artsy. It's like parents that do the tattoo and kids write on them.
Look, you know, to be honest with you, I don't understand at all why someone would pay that much for a handbag.
Mm-hmm.
I get it when you pay a lot for a car. Because
okay.
The car might be faster or better or safer. This here handbag that costs 50,000, that can cost up to how much?
No, up to 203. It just depends on which brand and what you're buying.
100,000 rand is still just going to hold stuff inside.
No, but a car depreciates like the second you put it on the road. If you hold onto a handbag and you look after it and take it to the restorers and all of those things, in 5 years, that handbag can be worth so much more.
It's an investment,
in
you tell me.
In 20 years, if I give it to my daughter, it could be worth hundreds of thousands, depending on what happens to the brand.
I invest in cryptocurrency and handbags.
Hashtag. I'm going to put that in my bio. Hashtag. Let me go ahead.
You're welcome. Change your profile. Liesl Lorrie.
Huh?
Elma.
But Martin, how would you feel if, you know, one of us drew some pictures on your car?
Yes.
It will end right there.
With the scissors.
Our
or
friendship.
A key.
Our professional ties, everything. If that were my child had to write on the car. On that note, I'm sure you've got a story to tell if you're a young parent or a parent with young kids. Did they destroy something of yours? Do they write on something? Did they scratch something? I'd love to hear. We'll sit here all horrified. 084 850 0942. Praat bietjie.
Tell us how you feel. Send us a voice note on 084 850 0942.
My sin is nou heel oud en dit alles, maar die beste story wat daar is hy het besluit die yskas deur is verkeerd om aan. En hy het met daai deur gestoei en toe papa by die huis kom die aand en hy maak die onderste deel van die yskas oop, toe val die boonste deur af en hy lê op die vloer, want nadat Boetie die deur afgekry het, kon hy natuurlik nie weer opkry nie. Nodeloos om te sê, dit het ons 'n nuwe yskas gekos.
Oh wow.
And I want to believe there is now an engineering or a mechanic or something, appliance, you know, technician.
Ons seentjie het op 'n stadium toe ons die huis geverf het, toe hy so omtrent so 2 jaar oud was. Toe klim hy in die verving en toe begin hy honde te verf en karre te verf.
Oh, no.
Ek weet nie wat nog alles
nie. Oh, no.
Maar ja, dit was een van die oomblikkies wat ons basically net alles weer moet afgehaal het en oorgedoen het.
One thing I've learned, and I don't even have kids, wanneer nou verf iewers in die omgewing is,
far away.
Watch I can us watch.
Morning, Jacaranda. When we were little, my cousin took a brick and wrote his name onto my grandfather's dark green Bucky. And about halfway through, he realized that this is probably not a good idea. And he scratched it out.
Oh!
Oh, well, there you go. Now, well, that shows you that child knows about consequences and accountability. This is bad. I'm going to erase this.
We take it off.
Liane van Kempton Park, goeiemôre.
Hello, how are you?
Good, and you?
Good, thank you.
All right, what's your story?
Well, my car was about 2 months old, a nice charcoal gray color. Son was about 2 or 3, and he decided to help mom and wash her car. The only problem was he used the nice steel garden broom. that he found in the garage. And needless to say, it cost me an entire respray of my car.
That was 2 months old. Oh, yes. No. How old was your son?
I think he was about 2.5, 3. But he'd been to the car wash with mommy and seen how, you know, they nicely washed the cars. And so he thought he was helping mommy. But needless to say, yes.
And needless to say, ever since then, he has been staying with the neighbors.
His grandparents.
Grandparents. Yeah.
Needless to say, since then, my children have never been allowed to wash a car.
Very clever. It worked out well for him.
You see, he's smart. He's like, let me prep my life. Let me set myself up.
Maybe that was the rationale behind it, yes.
Exactly.
Like when your parents ask you to wash the dishes, you break everything, like your mother's porcelain. They will never ask you again. Good stuff. Thanks for sharing, Liane.
No problem.
Bye.
You too. Bye.
Do you have a story to tell, Gerda?
Of course I do. Let me just quickly see which one I will tell. Okay, we'll go with this one. So Aiden was very small. Mm-hmm. He was about 3. Mm-hmm. And he was quiet. And as we all know, when they become quiet, you look for them through the house.
That's it.
So I go through the house and I hear... And then I find him in the spare bedroom where he was sitting with an electric toothbrush.
Oh, thank goodness.
You thought
like,
it was,
oh,
he thought
where
it was
is
a
this
clippers.
Going? No.
Well, yes, we're sticking to the electric toothbrush.
No.
He took off the front part of the toothbrush and used the nail part of the electric toothbrush. The batteries were still strong, so he could do this for hours to dig in the wooden frame for dinosaur fossils of the door.
Wow.
So
Excuse me?
The wooden door goes into the wall?
Ingenious.
He was sitting there finding fossils.
Oh, okay.
Digging. Yeah. I cried inwardly.
Yeah.
And I think I told him that not only dinosaurs can become fossils.
Wow.
Which he didn't catch because he was 3 years old.
That escalated.
Yes. But there was then, and we had to replace the wooden frame because it was pulling out of the wall now because it's weakened.
Yeah.
But there was no haikies waar hy nou gebore het. Look, if you found fossils, we would have made money.
Exactly. But beautiful curiosity. Honestly, I think that's a good one.
Yeah.
Very, very clever child.
No. No, that's how they learn that some things are not clever.
You didn't see it that way.
No.
You didn't see it the curiosity way. Wake up. With Martin Bester on Breakfast. Every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m.